Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the episode 10 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny Office of Iowa Realty. They are located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. They are the proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we have a volleyball-themed show today. In a little bit, we're going to be talking to Megan Ballinger, a player at Creighton and a former Ankeny star. But right now, we want to welcome in our first guest. She is a current volleyball standout at Ankeny Centennial. She's gearing up for her senior season. She is Ari Winters. Ari, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, how's your summer going?
Yeah, it's going well. Lots of volleyball and just working out. It's been fun.
Well, before we talk about the upcoming season, let's go back and discuss the first 3 years of your high school career a little bit. Mm-hmm. As a freshman, you helped Centennial to the Class 5A state title, and you were named to the all-tournament team. You know, were you surprised at that time that you were able to make such an immediate impact?
I guess so. I just knew, well, the seniors helping, it helped a ton, just like fitting in, and they really helped me out. So, I didn't think I'd be able to make that much of an impact, just like as a freshman, but doing it, it really did feel good.
Well, of course, you grew up in the shadow of your sister, Jaylee, who is now an All-American player at Creighton. Was it tough to follow in her footsteps? Did you feel any extra pressure, you know, trying to live up to what she'd accomplished?
I mean, I didn't feel too much pressure. I just knew, like, I would definitely want to fill her shoes, and, like, I knew that position was, like, open with her leaving and everything, her and Amara. And I just wanted to do as best as I could, just work on myself and contribute what I could to the team, like, as best as I could.
Well, you certainly did. Well, after leading the team with 266 kills as a freshman, you only played sparingly as a sophomore. You had just 36 kills as your team won the third straight state title. I know it took a long time for you to recover from off-season arm surgery. Now, you had one arm that was longer than the other one, right? How did you discover that?
So I broke my arm in the second grade, and they found a cyst, which is like a benign tumor, in my growth plate in my shoulder. So just as I grew, had lots of growth spurts, I just kind of noticed, like, oh, like, I can't, like, I can touch the ceiling with this hand but not this hand or something. And so I just showed my mom, and she's like, there's a really big difference there. So talked to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, like, shorter than the other for sure. So
was it like an inch or two, or how?
It was 3 inches.
Wow.
So, like, very significant.
Well, was it hard to recover from that, to come back from that?
I literally wasn't allowed to work out for like 9 months straight, just since there was like screws and a rod in my arm. I couldn't like risk like falling and damaging it. I was actually the first person ever to have this like type of surgery done. So it's kind of like a test too, just to like make sure stuff like didn't go wrong, I guess. So definitely was hard just going straight into a high school season. Practices are like pretty hard and really intense. So it was frustrating at first, but then just started to get the hang of it and just focus on getting better every day.
Well, was that a little bit scary, being kind of a guinea pig for this surgery?
Well, there's been surgeries like it done. I was first one to have it through my elbow rather than my shoulder, just so like I wouldn't mess anything up in my shoulder. And I don't know, I don't think it was too scary. I didn't really know what to expect, really. So
the goal was to lengthen the right arm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously everything went really well for you then, huh?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, you came back strong last season and again led the team with 274 kills. You earned second team All-State honors, but your team lost to Valley in the Class 5A semifinals, and that ended your reign as champions. I imagine you guys are pretty motivated going into this season.
For sure. I know we have been like just working on stuff from last season, like knowing what went wrong, what went well. So we've just been really focusing on just every practice, what we're doing that practice, just to help us for the future.
Now, looking at some of the other teams that you might have to face this year, you know, do you think like Cedar Falls and Valley are going to be maybe the teams to beat again?
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of hard to tell now. Like, we haven't been playing. Well, this is like our first like scrimmage today, actually, just like to see like who's all the competition, I guess. So, but Valley, like, they're not graduating a ton of people, maybe like a few people, but they still have Maddie, and they're gaining her little sister Hayden too. So they'll be a very big threat.
Oh, for sure. Well, last year, Kenna Sauer, of course, your teammate, she missed most of the season with a broken leg, but she's now healthy. And I think you guys have at least four players who have already committed to Division I schools. Do you feel like, you know, this is maybe the most talented team you've been on?
Well, Well, for high school or like club?
For high school.
I think so. But I think we're emphasizing like talent isn't like the main thing. Like having the passion and working hard will get us way further than just solely talent.
Well, I know one of your other teammates, Devin Robinson, she just made the Junior Olympic team. That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm, that's so exciting. Of course, we like miss her, but she's doing great things, obviously.
Well, now that you're a senior, do you think you're going to try to be more of a leader this year?
Yeah. Just like being in the varsity, like it's just in the program for, this is my fourth year. So kind of knowing like how things work and helping the underclassmen for future years, kind of know like the, how we roll and our traditions and everything. So I definitely want to help get them to like be successful in the future, I guess.
Well, let's talk about your college decision a little bit. You committed to play for the University of Denver. I think that was last spring that you committed. Mm-hmm. What did you like about Denver?
Oh, the coaches were just amazing. Like I know people say when like they're at a college and they feel like home and like they don't really mean it, but actually like felt like home. And Colorado's such a great state. It's just beautiful, like being on campus, just seeing all the mountains. I loved it. And the team atmosphere was really nice.
Now, do you like to ski at all?
I did go skiing over, we had Colorado Crossroads tournament over spring break and I went early. I went skiing one of the days and I loved it. It was really fun.
That sounds like fun. Well, now what other schools did you consider?
I was looking at Iowa State. Iowa started to recruit me towards the kind of around Denver too. A lot of like East Coast schools, Naval Academy, and yeah.
Was it a tough decision for you?
Yeah, just like I just didn't know what I wanted at first, and then like once I found it, I was like, I was like, this is the place.
Now, did Jaylee offer you any advice when you were going through the recruiting process? Any tips on things to look for or whatever?
Yeah, like reach out to coaches first. That is a big one. Like there's so many girls that they can watch, but if you personally like say, hey, like I'm playing this day, and if you're there, it'd be really nice if you come watch me. And so I think that helped with just getting out there.
Well, now you're obviously very familiar with the Creighton program. You've seen them play many times because of your sister. You know, were they in the picture at all? Did you consider going there?
Yeah, I considered them. They considered me too. I just like stopped talking. Oh, it wasn't like both of us, but we just kind of fell off the radar with each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, those things happen.
Yeah.
Well, now your brother Trey, he's just starting his freshman year at the University of Iowa, where he's going to play football. And your sister Riley, I know she recently moved to Chicago to start a modeling career. Mm-hmm. Is it kind of quiet around the house now?
It is really quiet. My mom, she's at work all day, and yeah, I don't know. I try and go hang out with friends as much because I don't like being at home alone. I'm not used to it for sure.
It's got to be different.
It is very different.
Well, do you have more chores to do now?
There's a lot less like laundry and dishes, so I guess I just do my own stuff and it's nice.
Yeah, I bet your mom doesn't have to buy as many groceries now, huh?
Oh, no. Trey will come home on the weekends sometimes and like go, it's like weird. We're like, go through a gallon of milk a day.
Oh,
like,
I'll bet.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ari, I know you're just taking a break from a scrimmage, so we're going to cut you loose and let you get back to work there. But thanks a lot for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, now we're going to talk to one of the agents here at Iowa Realty. Let's welcome to the program Scott Demstetter. How you doing, Scott?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, hey, I remember covering you way back in the day in some of those Ankeny soccer games. What year was it that you graduated?
It was class of 97.
Oh, okay. You guys had some good teams back then.
We did. We were, that spring, summer of 97, we were district champs and unfortunately didn't quite make it to state, but had a pretty darn good record and we're happy with the outcome.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing here at Iowa Realty. I know you just recently joined the group here. So what exactly is it that you do?
Well, I am on the residential side of real estate, so mainly joined the team because Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest, but also it really seemed like they've got a great family of agents here that really care about the Ankeny area. Being from Ankeny, living here for over 35 years, I really wanted to be a part of a team that represented Ankeny, the community. There's a lot of people who exclusively work in the Ankeny area, but also we can help all the Des Moines area. Ankeny being a fast-growing community, I love to help people. It's kind of how I've always worked, but also I'm very passionate about Ankeny, having been here and met an athlete here and whatnot. So being able to help people find their homes here in Ankeny, there's nothing better.
Well, in the way this town is growing, there's probably a lot of opportunities for you to sell properties to a lot of different people.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's a community rich with tradition from all the different things. Now with two high schools. So there's a lot of different dynamic than back when I grew up. However, it's still the same old Ankeny. It's just a little bit bigger and growing fast. So,
well, if somebody's interested in learning more about what kinds of things you can offer here at Iowa Realty, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can call here to the Ankeny office here at Iowa Realty. We're located here on Delaware. Otherwise, you can also reach out. I'm on Facebook. I have a real estate Facebook page as well, at Scott Damstetter, Iowa Realty. Either way, I'd be willing to help anybody out.
All right, Scott. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
All right. Now we want to welcome our second guest to the program. She is a former Ankeny volleyball star who is now at Creighton, and she is gearing up for her redshirt junior season. She is Megan Ballinger. Megan, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, I know your team took a trip to Europe this summer. You guys visited several cities over the course of 11 days. I think you went to Venice, Budapest, and Prague. What was your favorite part of the trip?
I just really liked getting to know everyone. We have half of our team's new, so that was really beneficial for us. I think there's 7 new girls and 4 freshmen, so it was really nice to just kind of, I guess, get away from campus and get to know people a little bit better.
Well, I'll bet. Did you get a chance to learn any of the languages over there? Speak a few words?
Not many. Our tour guide had us learn some words and share every time we were on the bus going to different cities, so we kind of tried to pick up some facts and words and stuff like that, but not many that I remember.
Now, had you ever been to Europe before?
I had never been, no.
Well, that had to be quite a trip for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Now, on the court, how was the competition? Was it better than you expected?
Yeah, it's different. I think it was a different style of volleyball. There's a different ball, I guess, so if you know a lot about volleyball, it's like the ball kind of makes a difference of how it floats and how it moves in the air, that kind of stuff. So that was different. And then the teams were just, they play a little bit higher, not as fast, probably as American, I guess, NCAA volleyball you would see. So it was a little bit different, but it was fun to try to adjust and learn new stuff.
Well, you mentioned all the new players that you have, and this trip gave those players a chance to gain some experience before the season starts. Do you think some of those newcomers, you know, will have a chance to make an immediate impact for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Our freshmen are really talented, so they're a really highly ranked class, and they're really, really good. And then our transfers, I think, are going to add a new kind of freshness to our lineup.
Now, how do you see your role on the team this year? Now that you have, 2 years of experience under your belt, do you think you'll be more of a leader this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm working on that, some leadership skills, and hopefully helping kind of set the foundation for some of the younger and new players. I think I kind of have been around at least Creighton volleyball a little bit more, so I can help pass on kind of what our culture is like and how to work hard and that kind of stuff.
Well, now, one of the stats that I saw on the Creighton website was that you guys have a 26-3 record when you hit 300 or better yourself. Have you noticed that trend that when you play well, the team tends to play well?
Yeah, sometimes. I think that's just more about, like, I mean, obviously I'm in the middle, so that's kind of hard. It's hard to get the ball to the middles if you're not passing well and that kind of stuff. So I think it's important to get your middles involved, and then that helps spread the ball out a little bit more. So I would say that's probably a big part of it.
Well, I was looking at your guys' schedule coming up here this fall, and you guys play another challenging non-conference schedule, I see, including a game on September 6th against defending national champion Nebraska, which is going to be held at the Civic Center, whatever they call that, the big arena there in Omaha.
Yeah, it just got renamed by, it's the CHI Health Center. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Do you guys have a pretty fierce rivalry with the Huskers?
We didn't play them. They weren't on our schedule last year, so it's been, I guess, 2 years since we played them, but it was a lot of fun. We played them, the last time we played was at their place, and then my freshman year was in Omaha. So I think it'll be fun. We always have a great crowd in that big stage, big arena. So it'll be a lot of fun to see a lot of red and hopefully a ton of blue out to watch our match.
Well, I know you guys get tremendous fan support over there. That's got to be great to come out there to play in front of a big crowd every night.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're really trying to fill the arena every night. So, and we've done that pretty well, like on a pretty regular basis, I guess, last season. But we're just always trying to get better, sell some more season tickets and that kind of stuff.
Well, you've played in a couple of NCAA tournaments last year. Well, I guess in 2016, you helped the Blue Jays reach the Elite Eight. I would imagine that maybe getting to the Final Four, is that the ultimate goal for the program?
That is. That's our big goal. That's what we put on our goal board, getting to the Final Four. Obviously, we were one step away from that 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's there. It's right in reach. It's just a matter of, a few points, honestly.
Sure. Well, of course, one of your teammates is Jaylee Winters, your former teammate at Ankeny, and then she became a rival when she moved over to Centennial. What has it been like, you know, to play with her at the collegiate level?
It's been a lot of fun. I mean, I've been roommates with her, teammates with her for the last 3 years now. So we spent a lot of time together. So it's a lot of fun. Obviously, knowing her before helped, and we kind of carried that friendship through and grew it even on the court at the collegiate level. So it was a lot of fun. It's still a lot of fun.
Well, of course, you guys came in together, but then you sat out your first season after having an injury. So now Jaylee's, you know, 1 year ahead of you in terms of eligibility. Is it going to seem weird next year when she's gone?
Yeah, it'll be weird. She's leaving actually in December, so I'll even see her, I guess, 6 months from now. She'll be gone, but to go to Europe to play. But yeah, it'll be weird. My class is going to be gone, and so it'll be a little bit different around campus for sure.
Well, I know Jaylee has those plans to play overseas. You know, have you thought about your playing career beyond Creighton? Would you like to play overseas?
Maybe. You know, honestly, I don't know. I guess we'll see how this year and next year goes, and see, I guess, what opportunities arise, but maybe, possibly. It sounds like, why not, you know? It's an adventure, and do it while you're young, that kind of thing.
Well, maybe when she goes over there, she can tell you how it goes, and then, you know, tell you what she should do, huh?
That's true. Maybe I'll go visit her and see how I like it over there.
Well, now, because Creighton is in the Big East, you know, you get a chance to visit places like New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. on a regular basis. But it says on your bio on the website that your favorite road trip was to Indianapolis. Now, I got to ask you about that because I've been to Indy a couple times for Final Fours and things like that. And it's a nice place to go. But can you explain why that was your favorite road trip?
I just really like the city. It's a little bit smaller, but I like the city a lot. And I have family. My dad's side of the family lives about 2 hours from there in Jeffersonville, Indiana. So it's always, I see a lot of family around there and that kind of stuff. So I think that's probably why.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back and talk about your high school days briefly. You finished your prep career with several school records, including one for kills with 1,491. And of course, you played for Hall of Fame coach Dave Wims. What do you remember most about playing for Coach Wims?
I just think the intensity that he always brought to practice and to games. He was always, I guess, driven to make us better and was very specific about like details about little things that needed to be done. And I think that helped me be very like driven and specific about different things, like different skills within the game.
Well, I'm sure you followed the two Ankeny High Schools after you graduated. And of course, Dave Wims, you know, he built such a strong program. And then with the split, you know, both programs have still been strong. Are you kind of amazed at how good both teams have been since you left?
Yeah, I mean, I watched my sister is 2 years younger than me. So I just kind of watched my sister her last junior and senior year. And obviously they had those rivalries and went back and forth to Centennial, splitting, you know, the rivalry games and that kind of stuff. So that was a lot of fun to watch. And the success of both is really impressive, I think.
Well, you mentioned your sister, Alyssa. She came along, you know, a couple of years later, and she broke your school record for career kills. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, you know what? She rubbed that in yesterday, actually, when I got home. We were talking about that. So it's good. I mean, if anyone could break it, I guess she could break it. I guess I'm number two on the list, hopefully now.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
That works.
Well, Alyssa's entering her sophomore season at Wayne State. And, you know, coming out of high school, she had Division I talent, but I remember her telling me that she kind of wanted a different experience, maybe going to a smaller school where maybe volleyball wasn't the focus, you know, 24/7. How does she like it there?
Yeah, she likes it. It's I mean, the town's very, very surrounded. I mean, about Wayne State, they're big, big fans. They draw really good crowds. And the conference she plays in is super strong. So it's a tough match every single night. But I think she likes it for the most part. She's excited to get going next week with their preseason.
Do you get a chance to ever see her play at all, or are you just too busy with your own games?
I did not have a chance last year. I'm going to try. I penciled in all the calendar dates I could possibly drive up. It's only 2 hours from Omaha, so hopefully I'll get a catcher in a match.
Oh, okay. Well, you've earned a lot of academic honors, you know, in your career at Creighton. Has it been difficult, you know, to juggle the academic side of things with the volleyball? Because obviously you guys do focus on volleyball 24/7.
Yeah, we do. It's challenging, I guess, wherever you are. It helps our teams very driven on the road. We're in the lobby doing homework, or, you know, my friends that I surround myself with are very like academic focused, like Jaylee. We study all the time. We go to a new coffee shop and study all the time. So it's nice to have people around me that are very driven that way. And that's just kind of how, I guess, our culture is built around volleyball and that kind of stuff. So that helps for sure.
Now, we talked about the possibility of you playing volleyball after you leave Creighton, as far as a career. Otherwise, what do you want to do after you graduate?
Right now I'm in finance and marketing, so potentially something in that area. I don't really know yet, but I'm going for my MBA my fifth year, so hopefully that'll help steer me maybe a direction.
Oh, okay. Well, you talked about penciling in the dates, trying to see your sister play. How's it been for your folks trying to see both you guys play? Has it been hard for them to kind of juggle their schedules?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I know our like second week of preseason, my dad's going to Florida for my sisters. My mom's going to be in California for me. So they split time and they drive a lot. I know that. They're never really home in the fall. They're always driving to where we are. But it's a lot of fun for them, I think. Just, you know, chasing us down wherever we are.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you stopping by. I know you're just home here for the weekend. It's been good to catch up with you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Ankeny Fanatic podcast is sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They are able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at mikestanbro, that's S-T-A-N-B-R-O-U-G-H, at iowarealty.com. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. Come back next week when we'll have another special guest.